Good morning. The Republican Left of Catalonia, or the ERC, which advocates the region's independence from Spain, is willing to support a government led by the acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to prevent a coalition between the Conservatives and the far right, so the ERC's Deputy Secretary General said yesterday. Sanchez's socialists will have to respect Catalonia if they want ERC support, so Marta Vilalta told a news conference. Her comments came after Sunday's general election that produced a hung parliament, with Sanchez's leftist coalition needing the support of smaller regional parties to form a government. She added that the ERC wanted to reach an agreement to defend Catalonia's interests and build an alternative to prevent a government between the Conservative People's Party and far-right Vox. Meanwhile, Clara Ponsatí, a member of the European Parliament for pro-Catalan independence party Junts per Catalunya, was set to be released yesterday after being arrested and questioned on a return to Spain, so the Supreme Court said. In a statement, it said the judge investigating her case had ordered her release as the offence she was charged with did not carry any prison term. Ponsatí had said on her Twitter account that she had been illegally arrested in Barcelona earlier yesterday, shortly after she travelled back to the country from Belgium. The lawmaker was originally wanted in Spain on charges of rebellion for her role in the Catalonia region's failed bid for independence in 2017. The charge was later reduced to disobedience, which carries lighter punishment and no prison term. She'd been living in Belgium since her election to the European Parliament in April 2019. A Spanish arrest warrant was issued against Ponsatí on June 21st, and after she failed to appear in court. Junts may be instrumental for a new government to be enabled after Sunday's general election that produced a hung parliament. Also yesterday, a high-ranking European People's Party source, of which the Spanish PP is a part, told the media in the aftermath of the election that Pedro Sanchez might stand a better chance than the PP of forming a government, but he would still need coalition partners. As a centrist, does Sanchez want to address another centrist, PP leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo, or will he accept the extremes from each side to rule the country, so the EPP source said, noting that Mr. Feijóo will first approach Sanchez's PSOE for coalition talks. The source said the PP, as a political force with the most votes, would lead the negotiations to form a government, and the first call will be to the socialists. Asked if this means that the EPP is in favour of a grand coalition, the source replied, ideally, yes. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of helping to smuggle Cubans to Spain as part of a global crime ring. They were held as part of a lengthy investigation, also involving Interpol and Europol, so Serbian authorities said in a statement. Some 18 more suspects have been detained here in Spain. The Serbian suspects are accused of organising the illegal transfer of at least 53 people to neighbouring countries, North Macedonia or Bosnia, and then on to Spain, the statement said. Serbia, a southeastern European nation on the Balkan Peninsula, is at the heart of a key land route for migrants trying to reach the European Union. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.